Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, Apple is reportedly releasing 3 new iPhones next year. People are still basking in the glow of their newly purchased iPhone X. And now comes word that there's leaked information about Apple's 2019-2018 product release schedule.
Well, why not? So far, it's worked, right?
Every year.
The beat goes on. You keep creating demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but if you have the new one, I guess it's up to you, right, as a consumer. I mean, I won't get a new phone. I have the 7. I won't get a new phone until, I don't know, until it's damn near dead.
We don't know, though. So I have a 6, and this last one, it bugged you because my phone is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're wondering, you're like, is that too old?
Is it too old?
They just create, they're just going to drip, drip, drip on us.
Hey, I've been ignoring and not wanting that download, the latest update of the iOS.
Oh, yeah, you keep pushing it away.
Well,
they're like,
well, I woke up this morning and it said download and upload complete. They did it without my approval.
Well, damn probably them. When you did it said later, they give you a time, like sometimes they did get your approval. You just probably didn't know you gave it to them. Like when you say later, they're like, okay, we'll just automatically do it at the later. Bye. Yeah, next time it's charging. You're like, okay. Because that happened to me as well. But I mean, all of these updates are to help the new system. They don't care about your 6s and 7s.
Yeah, yeah.
All they care about is their precious.
They got new tech out there, so they're going to want to jam it in these phones. I mean, these new ones are OLED screens, like the nicest TVs you can find. Those are the 2018s.
So they're nice. They're facial, what you call, recognition.
Well, just the pictures, the videos. It's like five.
The LCD
screen. It's like 5K.
God,
it's nicer than your
that?
TV. It's nicer than probably your 2016.
So this would be the 2018 product that he's talking about. Yeah. And this is going to be a bigger screen, 6.5 inches. It's going to have this edge-to-edge LCD screen. And then also word has come that there are rumors that in 2019, they are going to come out with like a new 3D sensor.
A 3D sensor.
The rear of the phone, it'll be used to improve. They're trying to get into that AR, that augmented reality. And so it's a sensor that would use lasers to kind of get a depth map to be able to like maybe do projectiles.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I mean? I know.
And then when is the 2020 that they'll say it goes in you? It'll be.
It's in you.
Mine already does.
I know, but officially.
Not supposed to.
They'll say officially. Like, you're not supposed to probe yourself. This is a chip.
I'm a test model.
And then you, they got to do this. So have you seen the new GoPros, that the new season of GoPros for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
They're $365.
Dollars?
You know, no, whatever. Video. It's
oh,
all
really?
Around. Oh, wow.
Really? The footage is insane. I mean, guys are riding your bike or you're water skiing.
Yeah.
And all it is you've seen that, but the GoPro's got the bug eye lens on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just on the front, it sees, you know,
everything.
180. So
right.
They put one of those bug eyes on the front and the back. All it is a camera on the front and a camera on the back.
Kind of does.
But the software stitches it and the footage looks incredible. So I thought, saw that and I'm like, well, you could put that on a phone.
Sure.
You could put that on an,
wow.
You know, all these devices, that's the thing. All these deals that used to be a separate product, we can, in theory, put them on.
Put them on the phone.
On a phone.
Yeah.
Oh, what's crazy is I just saw, so GoPros must be built to last. I mean, you must get what you pay for, because there's this amazing up close video. There was a tour, a guy was on a tour of like the volcanoes in Hawaii, and he set his GoPro down and he was talking, and it was happened by accident. And he set his GoPro down and the lava flowed over his GoPro and it caught the whole image.
So it must have had a case, like, some kind of major case on that thing.
Well, it melted the camera, but all you know, as long as you could get a hold of it and get the chip out.
The chip it saved.
Yes.
Okay.
It's designed that the camera can die, but just save the footage.
Yeah. Wow. He was amazed to see the blue Wi-Fi light still blinking and the footage survive, but it's this amazing footage because you see this slow, evil creep of this hot lava, like coming toward the camera and engulfing it.
That's the scariest as lava to me. I don't know why.
I want to see the guy who's complaining that his iPhone isn't lava proof. But that's what we all want because of global warming and wildfires.
Yeah.
We all need fire, not just waterproof, fireproof phones.
Right. Like, right. But how many degrees can it be before it melts?
All right, so we got new phones again coming out to you next year.
And a new very high-speed transit system is coming to Denver. 200-mile-an-hour Hyperloop promises to get people from Denver International Airport to downtown Denver in just 9 minutes.
They already have great transportation there. It's unbelievable, their transportation around Denver. I wasn't surprised when I saw that. I'm like, hey, why not?
I guess they have a current shuttle, like a train deal. It takes nearly an hour. So think about that. Nearly an hour now. And that's like, okay, that's fine. And it would go to just 9 minutes. It's an LA-based company called Arrivo, and they're working with the Colorado Department of Transportation on what the company calls a super urban network. So it's scheduled to start in 2019. It's like 20 miles from the airport to like a downtown center.
Cool.
And remember that airport's out in the middle of nowhere? Yeah. That was what our buddy who wanted to open a weedery wanted to put it on the way to the airport.
Oh, there's plenty of land.
I mean, people are going to be so high, they're going to get there too soon.
Cards Against Humanity says it has bought a plot of land on the U.S.-Mexico border in an effort to block the president's border wall.
They have physically really bought the land,
yes.
Huh?
They actually have purchased the land and they've hired attorneys to, protect it. The creators of this popular card game, they're self-owned. And so they can do whatever they want. They don't have a board to answer to. And they're known for pulling unique stunts around the holidays. And this particular brand of stunt is called the Cards Against Humanity Saves America. And the company has bought a plot of vacant land, hired a law firm specializing in eminent domain to make it as time-consuming and as expensive as possible for the administration to try to get a border wall built on their land. The game's website claims that Trump is trying to build this $20 billion wall. Everyone knows will accomplish nothing.
Right. Well, it says here, if you cough up $15, they're promising a map, an illustrated map of the land, and a few other surprises.
Yeah,
but regardless of the details, it's why would a game weigh into politics, especially one that
by the way.
You want to push sales around Christmas. You know, we're talking about families that are like, you guys stop fighting about politics.
Right.
Let's play a game. We all love Cards Against Humanity, and then your Moonbat sister's like, here's the new We Hate Trump version of Cards. I'm saying, why get political? They're politically incorrect. The whole point of Cards Against Humanity is really politically incorrect. I would just make fun of Trump in your cards.
I'm with you.
Instead of doing a PR thing. I'm just saying, I'm surprised because it could backfire.
I think that's just kind of their thing. I'm seeing that they, in July, they did something against, social issues of...
Yeah, they do this. I mean, this is sort of their gambit. The nature of the game and the company, they have no problem being politically incorrect or brash. And they're cell phone. They don't rely on big box stores to push their product.
They can get away with
a bit more. So that's their whole thing is like, listen, we're autonomous. So if we want to have this deal, there's a fact page and they answer all sorts of questions. They said, why don't you stick to seeing how many Hot Wheels cars you...
And how dark is that game, by the way? That is a dark
I've actually
game.
Never played.
Oh,
I need to play. No, I haven't played. And I don't even think I've been at a party where it's been brought out.
Just go get one. You got to order it online. I believe that's still the gig. And just have a family game night with you and the kids.
Yeah.
I've heard it's not kid friendly. So nice try.
No, it's the dirtiest game you've ever played.
Yes, it is.
It's
really?
The most politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's bad.
You play your cards.
Yes.
So there's like a topic and then you're randomly handed cards, but each cards have the most crazy things on there.
Yeah.
Just awful scenarios.
Then they added that feature where you can fill in the card.
And so it's all gauged by how funny you are, your best combination.
It's good.
The crowd votes.
Okay.
Who played their cards the best? So you might be like, man,
I thought I had a good combo.
Yeah, if I picked a certain card, it's yours. Then you get the point.
Let's say you have a card and it says Abe Lincoln's face,
uh-huh.
And you also have a card that says Golden Shower.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, it's
stuff gets real weird real fast.
Well, you get to know who you're with.
Uh-huh.
Someone's real like, fast. Here's my crazy combination of bag of carrots and sundae.
And you're like, they're
oh. Like, who put Lincoln's face in Golden Shower? You're like, I did. And that's a mofo win. And if y'all downvote me, I'll stab you.
You got to play it at least once.
I got to. Absolutely. I think the three of us should play. I think that would be interesting if we could shock each other with our combinations. That would be fun. 83-year-old woman was arrested and accused of training dozens of cats to steal jewelry and other valuables from her neighbor. She's the first person in American history to be accused of training cats to steal.
Training a cat?
I doubt that.
Come on.
That's what the news said. This isn't the first time that animals have been trained to commit crimes, but what's specific about this is cats. I mean, we've all talked about it. You guys always are running cats down for not being trainable. Well, apparently they are. This lady, she's 83. Talk about an interesting retirement plan. She would notice things at her neighbors that she liked, and then they'd slowly disappear. Shiny objects, valuable cutlery, pieces of jewelry. And I guess they were saying dozens of cats were constantly coming and going, bringing home anything that was shiny. And then upon searching this 83-year-old...
I was wondering. Like, cat, let's take out the burglary. Who has trained a cat to ever go retrieve things?
That's what I'm saying. This lady's brilliant.
Hey, I mean, I've seen cats like play fetch before. I've known people that have had cats to do that, which I find always weird.
How's it stealing jewelry unless it's tied to string? I mean, what is
tied
the cat?
To something.
Grab
I
a
guess
string?
Maybe in its mouth. I mean, that would be the thing. If I guess jewelry or like a necklace wouldn't be too heavy. I was surprised about cutlery because I was like, that's kind of heavy for a little guy to be dragging around. But I suppose maybe the size of some of these cats. She had dozens, 65 cats to be exact. So, jeez. I mean, she had a full stable of willing felines. They said they found $650,000 worth of jewelry, precious metal, among piles of worthless shiny baubles, just stuff that the cats would bring back.
She confessed
to training her cats to steal, saying the felines had to earn their meals.
It's very hard to take her seriously when she has 65 cats.
It's hard to interpolate a cat lady telling a story about a cat lady. You don't know where the journalist begins and ends. There's a reason why cops use police dogs and not police cats.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you could really deploy dogs probably to commit crimes.
Yeah.
I mean, they stand outside your door and go, come on, we're going to send in the dog. They don't send in. I would love to see it.
We're going to send in the cat.
What, the cat's going to cuddle you to death?
I wish a SWAT team would do it just for the optics.
I know.
You know,
release the cats.
Yes.
And they're in like the little SWAT vests.
Yeah.
And they go and their tails are up and they're running.
Tack helmet, but so I would want the cat not to deploy. Like the team is ready to go.
They
give
just
it
stop
hand
and lick
signals,
themselves.
And they deploy police cat and it just looks up. Tail shakes, like not going in.
It just plops down and starts cleaning itself.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Molly, if there's a trick you can teach your cat, what would it be? I mean, you really
fetching.
Have a cat that does nothing. Oh, really? Fetching would be the thing.
Well, maybe not. I think, I'm trying to think what would be a good, he kind of plays fetch a little bit now. I don't know. It's funny. I don't even know what kind of like bringing me stuff would be cool. But like, do dogs even really do that? Like, can you be like, go get my slippers and they come and bring you your slippers?
Oh,
you know, like
do.
On TV.
Some people do, yeah.
Yeah.
The cat plays fetch as in what? It'll just swat things back at you.
No, he has like a favorite deal where we get those Klondike bars and he loves those foil wrappers and you'll roll it up in a ball and you'll throw it and he'll run after it and he'll pick it up in his mouth and hop back and like come back and bring it to you and drop it at your feet.
Isn't that weird?
And that that's like the only thing he'll do it with, too, is for whatever reason, it is the foil that he likes of the Klondike bars.
He likes the shininess of it?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
But to go get it and bring it back, I mean, that's about the limit of a cat trick. I mean, it's not going to speak.
No, but I'm sure
he's not going to beg.
Probably get someone to be a little bit more
active. He begs. He speaks when he wants to be fed. I mean, the one thing I have trained him to do is I ask him if he's hungry and he'll meow. Like if he is, that's him saying yes. So that is like
fascinating. My cat meows when it's hungry. Oh my God. No. Why isn't it on America's funniest
when
videos?
I ask it. I go, are you hungies?
Oh my God.
Quit it.
Oh,
are you hungies?
Are you hungies? Are you hungies? How many times in the morning are you upstairs looking at your cat? Are you hungies? And I was meow, trying to say, leave me alone.
Oh my gosh. Do you
he
really?
Loves me. I'm like, are you hungies? And he'll be like, eek. And then we'll run over to his bowl. And then
the only personal experience I've seen of a cat willing to engage and play a game was we had the white cat that I had to put down.
Yeah.
Used to play a game with my dad. That would have been 2000.
Okay.
And it was like after the first Iraq war, my dad could take a ball of paper and toss it up in the air like an alley-oop.
Uh-huh.
And the white cat would swat it out of the air, would knock it across the
room. See, that's fantastic.
They wouldn't do it with anyone else.
Okay.
But that was Ms. Kitty, and that cat had no soul. So I don't know where we bought it, but it never purred. You know that cat is damaged.
Oh, it didn't purr?
It never purred. It never purred as a kitten.
Oh,
maybe it didn't have. Maybe it had like something wrong.
It didn't have a soul.
Oh, stop it.
And it before we got it declawed, it almost clawed one of the kids' eyes out.
That's, yeah. Okay.
I mean, I was done with it then. Everyone hated it. Even my mom, who loves cats, hated it.
And was it a big
but
cat?
But it only bonded with my dad, and that was the one game. My dad would put brown swagger on Ritz crackers and feed the cat.
Oh,
and I don't
God.
Know how many years it took him to feed that fat cat brown swagger that the cat bonded like, I'll play games with you. And
Fine.
That was the only time we ever saw the cat act human. The fat cat would sit on the couch, and my dad would roll up pieces of newspaper. He'd rip off chunks and go. He'd call them launching the Scuds, like the Gulf War. Here comes another Scud missile. And he'd lob it up in the air, and Miss Kitty would whack it across the room.
That is
And
awesome.
They would do it for hours, and the cat would stare at him. And my dad, I never heard my dad go, are you hungies?
Are you hungies?
Brown swagger.
That's because I'm the mama cat, and he's the baby cat. That
oh
is
God,
our relationship.
How weird is that? If you could have, how many cats could you have if you want? I mean, come on. Just be real here.
Honestly.
4, 5, 10?
No, 2. 2 would be my limit. I would
but
only.
But 2 always
have,
leads to 3. 3 leads to 4.
No. Because at that point, it's like, I don't have that much love to give. You know what I mean? Like, how can you have a special relationship? Because I really do, like, they're not just furniture. Like, it's not just.
We're
somebody,
talking about Molly's cat.
My cat, Murray. I mean, he's with me right now. He's with me every day. He follows me. He's like a shadow creature. I mean, like, honestly, like, if I'm there, he's nearby. Like, if not sitting. I mean, it's like a dog. He waits for me at the door. Like, when I get home, he's there waiting for me. I mean, it's a strange relationship.
Here's an online pet blogger.
Okay.
If you Google how many cats. Is too many cats? How many?
Like one.
Is too many cats, right? I would start with one.
Like
and this
one.
Expert, supposed online expert, says, while most hoarders don't read my blog, my general advice to any cat owner is this. I usually recommend no more than 4 to 5 cats total.
What?
My cutoff for crazy is 6.
Stop it.
6 cats?
According to some healthy living blogger, but...
I've known people to have 3. And
okay.
It's just, I feel like that's just too many. I just feel like at that point, you're like, well, what's the deal? I mean, unless they came as... the only exceptions I have to that...
If they had
for
babies
my own,
or
like,
something, yeah.
But if they came as a litter, like a lot of times, like if you go and they're like, there's only 3 left. It's like, well, then you keep them together like the brothers and sisters. Like, I get that. But other than that, like just adding on, because somebody was asking the other day, are you hunkies? Somebody asked the other day if we would get, I think it was you, Party, that if we would get Mara a kitten. And I would never do that to Murray.
Yeah, because
he's okay. Like older now. You know what I mean? Like it'd be like seriously introducing a baby to like a grandparent.
You think he could handle it? That they could bond? And
no. I think he'd be so annoyed.
See that?
I think the thing
Sometimes
would be
you don't know,
smothered in the crib.
Yeah, don't
Sometimes
know.
Sometimes you don't know, and they hit it off.
You want to get a kitten. Hello, who's
but you
this?
You don't know that.
Who's this? Hello?
Yeah, but there's so many cats out there that are hungry.
They're hungies.
Wow. Thank you for that call.
It's like anti-Viagra. I want everyone to imagine... Molly going, are you hungies?
Mimi, are you hungies?
That's going to be somebody's...
He's going to come running over here if I keep saying this word. Because
weird.
He's have lost.
Naughty dream. Like, listeners that are hung up on Molly are going to have that dream now.
Hungy?
Molly's going, are you hungies? Are you hungies? They're like, but she was saying it weird. Like, it wasn't about cats.
Oh, my God, seriously? The cat is staring at me. Because well, he's in the studio with me, and I keep saying that word. And he's like, well, are we doing this or
that
what?
Word, like that you can't say in front of your dog, like W-A-L-K.
Yes.
The dog's like, I know what you're saying, you moron.
I got to show you. Seriously. Hold on.
Well,
Mimi,
can't see.
Mimi, are you hungies? He's like, what did you just say? Oh what God. did you just say? Because that is, you better feed me now.
That's
I was mad at Peter.
That's it.
That's the only word in the arsenal? Anything else?
Hungies?
Like
no.
We yelled Murray through the FaceTime and Murray looks up.
Yes. Yeah.
Molly does most of the show with a cat sitting on the back of her chair.
just like Dr. Evil.
With its butt aimed right at us.
Crazy. Crazy cat lady here. All right. 938-9400. We'll take get your calls in here, hunky.
It's a four-man show.
Yes.
I do the show with three guys.
The Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, we got Jordan right here. Jordan, what's up, bud?
Hey, now I just had a comment about the cat.
Mm-hmm.
My cat, it's really smart, I guess, but I taught him to come here, to lay down, to roll over, to shake, to fist bump.
Wow.
You taught him to fist bump.
I like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, the difference between the handshake and the fist bump is they do it twice.
What kind of cat? I'm curious. Are there different breeds of cats that are smarter? I mean, it's like that way in dogs.
There are.
It's just a yellow tabby. So
just a tabby?
Okay.
Yeah.
Bombays are considered like they're the patent leather cats with the copper penny eyes, and they're considered like the dogs of cats. Like you can train them, you could leash walk them. If there was one thing, thinking about it more, if there was one thing I could do with my cat, I wish I could walk him. He won't do it. I've tried to put him on a leash before. He won't do it.
Oh, my God. She's even tried that.
No, there was a lady in my neighborhood that used to walk her cat. It was the coolest thing you'd ever seen. It was like she'd be out there walking. The cat would be like, doot, 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 doot. And just walking down the sidewalk in the middle of the street. I mean, just hanging out, brailed his bass. I was like, I want that cat.
Yeah, so all teasing aside, like I tease cats. But what I'm saying is it seems like we just haven't cracked the language of how to communicate with them. Humans and dogs somehow seem like we have. And I'm curious someday if we'll learn. Like, they always do stories on this border collie. His name's Chaser. They dub him the world's smartest dog. He has a vocabulary of 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Literally 1,000 words. And the way to prove it is a guy has tied in an object with all 1,000 words. And he can say it.
Yeah.
Each word.
Wow.
And the dog will go find it. Like, he'll show him, I moved carrot to the far side of the yard.
Now go
and
get
then,
it.
You know, 45 words later, he'll say carrot, and he goes and gets it. So he knows the you know, 1,000 words.
Awesome.
And the dog looks like he's when you're watching the video, like, give me more.
Yeah, they say those border collies like that. They say they need to have a job.
Yes.
You got to keep them busy. Keep them busy. Keep them busy. Hey, Jordan, are you single?
No, I'm married.
Okay, you're married. All right. And this is your cat or your wives or just both of yours?
It's both of ours.
Okay.
Cool.
Right. Just checking.
You're a good man, Jordan. You're a good man.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan.
I had a dog first, so I learned from that, and I thought the cat's the same stuff, so.
I like that.
He's a good trainer. He's right. Like Caesar, the cat trainer.
All right. What's
you will not
on?
Be getting a phone call from Peter calling in and being like, I love my cat. I love my wife's cat.
Right. He's all emasculated.
He's like, who's my arch nemesis? I'll tell you. He's got one name. His name's Murray. Yeah. He's the devil and cats don't go to
Molly's heaven. Cuckold husband calling in about the things he's taught the cat and the sweaters he likes to put on the cat. Like, Pete, what's happened? We have to call him Pete when we're trying to find out if he's still in there. Because Molly's lobotomized him.
Pete?
Do you want to go get a cigar? Maybe drink some Jameson? No, I want to hang out with the cat. You're like, oh, my God, he's so far gone. America's next sexiest man alive, according to People Magazine, is none other than Blake Shelton.
Nauseating.
They're going to be unveiling the cover today. But it's funny because he's on The Voice with Adam Levine, who was 2013's sexiest man alive. So what? How insufferable is that judge's panel going to be?
It is, like, already.
I know, right? But now their bromance can go to a whole new level now that they share sexy titles.
It's gotten better since Gwen's not on it. So
are you cool with that? Molly.
I don't think he's the sexiest man alive, but I mean, maybe for the people reading audience.
Do this every year. We'll just really quickly run back through the recents. Blake now, last year, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
David Beckham in 2015. All Chris right. Hemsworth, okay. 2014. Adam Levine.
Spot on.
Adam Levine, 2013. Channing Tatum, 2012. Brad Cooper, 2011. Ryan Reynolds, 2010. Johnny Depp, 2009, Hugh Jackman, 2008, Matt Damon, 2007, Clooney, 2006, McConaughey, 2005.
Going down that list, personally, me, if you had to ask me, and I just going to give this opinion, I think, no, that doesn't fit.
What's funny is the first one they ever did when they picked a guy was 1985, and it was a 29-year-old Mel Gibson.
Okay.
He was very handsome.
The age has gone up. Mm-hmm. It looks like a lot of these are the last three have been 40-year-olds. Hemsworth was 31 when they did him.
He's so beautiful.
So Blake.
They can't make him every year, though. They can't. I know they want to on People Magazine.
So our question, ladies, who should it be? Who is the sexiest man alive?
Yeah, absolutely. 938-9400, because I would say, I mean, Blake, well, I'm also not a fan of Blake, so, I mean, he's all right.
I think he's handsome. I think he's really good looking. He's very, very rugged looking. I like it. He's tall. He's got that good stature. Sexiest man alive? Like, of the whole pool?
Right.
Nah. I don't know. This Sunday, it's the American Music Awards, and ABC announced yesterday that Black-ish star Tracy Ellis Ross is going to be hosting. If that name sounds familiar, she is the daughter of Diana Ross. Diana! She's accepting Diana Ross will be accepting the Lifetime Achievement Award, but they've also announced that the American Music Awards, Nick Jonas is going to be performing, Sam Mendes, Lady Gaga, in addition to Selena Gomez, who was previously named, Christina Aguilera, I think, is going to also, Kelly Clarkson. So it's going to be a big night, American Music Awards this Sunday on ABC. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, thanks, you, Molly. All right, 938-9400. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, what's up?
So, I'm upset about this Blake Shelton business.
You're mad.
I'm mad because, first of all, they picked, George Clooney twice and Brad Pitt twice, and then never picked Justin Timberlake.
Where is JT?
Hey. That is a good question.
Like, it's Blake Shelton, he's a good guy, he's funny. He's not bad looking, but Justin Timberlake hasn't even been chosen once. Like, guys, what's up with that?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Who votes on this?
Well, not me, obviously.
I know. I'm always wondering who they poll for these things. Like, is it an echo chamber? Like, is there some great Illuminati of People Magazine? Like, all of the, like, super rich that just come together and, like, we will now choose our next person to join the hot club.
Probably a small circle in the editor's room of ladies. So, ma'am, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. So, you're a good group
sample
to ask.
Audience.
You're on the young end.
And thank you.
Who's probably reading People Magazine, too?
Our moms.
Well, I do, like, the people that's on my Snapchat. So if you, like, scroll over, you can get all the articles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I read people. But, I don't know. I think they kind of pick it based off who's the hottest for that year. Like, who's most.
Who's talked about the most, I'm assuming. Because, he's kind of been all over the place.
Yeah, but still, I'm not impressed with this choice.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Of course.
All right. See you later. All right.
Last year's sexiest woman. I guess technically it was this year. The woman comes out in April or May.
Okay.
So we already got this year's. It was Julia Roberts. 49-year-old Julia Roberts. The year before, Jennifer Aniston.
Wow. See, that's night.
The year before, 2015, a 50-year-old Sandra Bullock.
See, I think some of these are bought and paid for. Like, that's why you have a publicist. That's why you have. Yeah, to float you out there, push you in front of them. Like, you know, it'd be really nice if Julia got this deal. You know, she's got such and such and so and so going on. And we'll give you this interview if you do. I guarantee you there's all sorts of like
the only guys promises getting double dipped on people picked twice were Richard Gere, Brad Pitt, Clooney, and Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp?
But for the ladies... They're lazy. They've picked Julia Roberts 5 times.
How can you do that?
There's no other beautiful people left.
Yeah.
Come on. 5
Impossible.
Times.
Like that's,
and I like Julia Roberts. I'm hard to believe she's 49, by the way, but...
You know what's weird, though, is that I just Google searched on a work computer.
Yeah.
Who really are the hottest guys in the world? I was trying to find a reference, and I'm like... I'm really glad now that the techs are like,
tell
DeGan that he can't be just freelancing his interest in hot dudes on work computers.
What?
Who should it be? Yeah. If it's not Blake Shelton.
938-9400.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.